This is your daily mind medicine.
All right, let's go. It's Monday. Hope you're amazing. Hope your weekend was good. There's an inflection point that happens in my life. I'm going to share it with you because if you're anything like me, you feel all of the normal human emotions that accompany progress, big decisions, big vision, big goals. You know, most of the fun is not in arriving at the destination. Most of the fun is journeying to the destination. We are motivated and driven by the chase more than we are by catching the thing that we're chasing. That's why I think it's the old Tony Robbins idea that the worst thing that can happen to you is for you to hit a goal and not have another goal. It's because burnout happens, complacency happens, dysfunction happens when you sit in the acquisition for too long. Most of the fun is chasing towards the thing you're trying to acquire. And there's always this inflection point. This has been true for me for many years. It's true for you as well, where you reach this point of no return. You kind of think to yourself, no more, like this is not happening anymore. And it feels like frustration, and it feels like confusion, and it feels like just like almost sometimes a level of disgust. Like, I'm not going to live this way anymore. I remember one time I was making a decision many years ago, over a decade ago, of whether to go on a date night with my wife. We had two per month because it's all we could afford. But I had forgotten that one of our cars needed an oil change. And we didn't have the money to do both. And I remember having to obviously pick the oil change and telling my wife we're going to stay at home. And I just remember thinking, like, I will never make this decision again, ever. Like, I will never be put into this stupid compromise where I can either live the life with my wife I want to live, or I mean, you make sure our cars blow up. This is so stupid. Like, I'm so frustrated by this. This is so unfair. I'm not going to live like this. I'm going to figure out, and it's crazy how my life began to warp around that. I began to read books. I stopped really honestly watching TV, and I stopped hanging out with some of the people that I was hanging out with. And I just like, I'm gonna make time. I will not go back here. It's this desperation effect that you get to this point of no return. Like, I'm not going back to this. I will never experience this again. And you know that you're in this inflection point when you feel like the things that you're about to pull down, you're about to bite off more than you can chew. You'll know that you're in this inflection point where you feel a little overwhelmed, maybe. Like, the choices you're about to make, you're not quite ready for. I don't care who you are. If you feel like you are ready for the choice, then the choice ain't that big. Like, if you feel like you're ready for the opportunity, there's probably not an opportunity anymore. You probably missed it. This is human nature. You hit this inflection point where you're going to do something a little bit scary. You're going to jump. You're going to take a leap of faith. And this was my life. And I began to take leaps of faith. I began to jump. And it would be a lie to tell you that every leap of faith that I made, every choice that I made, worked out perfectly. In fact, the first two big choices that I made, they were kind of terrifying, and they didn't really work the way I wanted them to work. But they positioned me in a way that my third leap of faith was a phenomenal success. But I never would have gotten to that third one if I wouldn't have gone through the first two. It's a willingness to play all out, even if you are losing, because you can't go back. Find in your life the things that you want and put yourself into these positions of no return. Put yourself there. It will feel scary. It will feel daunting. It will feel overwhelming. And that's how you know you're on the right path. If you're chronically saying, I'm going to do this later, this is the most destructive sentence in progress and development and self-development and achievement is, I'm not ready yet, I'll do it later. Like, at some point, you're magically going to just wake up and inherit $1 million and be ready. This will never happen. You'll never feel ready. You will never feel ready. But when you get to these inflection points, the key is you do it anyways. That's all I got. Let's grow. Let's go. Let's tackle it. Love you. Bye.